me do this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say.
Is 99.7 FM Barreville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City Mayor Eric Adams saying minutes ago the suspected gunman in the Midtown Manhattan office building shooting had a note on him that alluded that he felt he had CTE, a known brain injury that is possible for those who participate in contact sports. He played high school football and apparently blamed the NFL for it. The NFL is headquartered in that building. It's believed the gunman was looking for the NFL's offices but went to the wrong bank of elevators and ended up inside a different office suite. Four people were killed in the shooting, one wounded, and the gunman took his own life afterwards. Dangerous weather in store for many of us again today.
More than 165 million Americans face life-threatening heat with temperatures that feel hotter than 100 degrees. New York City activating its heat emergency plan, providing access to cooling centers and conducting outreach to at-risk communities.
ABC's Victor Okendo, the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says over 60,000 Palestinians have now been killed in the war. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. One last potential candidate for Wisconsin governor, WisPolitics reports, a source close to Democratic Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski says she's ruled out a run for governor, but is seriously considering a bid for lieutenant governor. Governor Tony Evers announced last week he won't be seeking a third term. The body of a man whose boat went missing in Lake Superior over the weekend has been recovered. A dive team was able to locate 57-year-old William Linster's body inside his boat where it sank Saturday night. Deputies say Linster's boat likely collided with something and sank in 40 feet of water. An EAA Air Venture 2025 is one for the record books. Attendance at this year's event in Oshkosh totaled 704,000 visitors. That was despite some bad weather days. Officials say more aircraft flew in for this year's event, including over 2,500 show planes and 361 warbirds.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for today, still warm and muggy with highs in the mid-80s and a slight storm chance. Maybe a storm tonight, mostly cloudy, lows mid-60s. Still some rain possible into tomorrow, high low 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
99.7 Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We'll be back with you shortly. Talk about those canned goods. Talking Heads on Max FM.
You might get what you're after. Cool babies. Strange but not a stranger. I'm an organ guy. Burning down the house. Hold tight. Wait till the party's over. Hold tight. We're in for nasty weather. There has got to
most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We are going to talk about something fun in just a second. Canned foods that were popular 50 years ago that no one eats anymore. But real quick, Emily, I do want to get a quick update in this morning. This just came across my news feed. And for those that may or may not know, I am a fan of NASCAR, and I do keep up with that regularly. And last night we found, or this morning we're finding out, that Stuart Friesen was involved in a multi-car accident at the Autodrome Drummond in Quebec, Canada last night. They have said that the CT scans came back and he does not have any head, neck, or spine injuries, but he's in a tremendous amount of pain. Apparently he has a multiple pelvis fractures and a large hematoma is what they're reporting now, and that he also has a leg injury, and they're going to transport him to a larger hospital this morning for procedures. His vitals are stable, and it sounds like he will obviously be missing some races due to these injuries. So it was at a dirt race last night, so our thoughts are definitely with his family and his team. That is some devastating news coming out of the NASCAR world this morning, Emily.
Yeah, that's really too bad. Thank you for sharing. I mean, it sounds like, you know, hopefully he's going to be able to be on the mend, you know, and everything's going to be okay. But yeah, that's scary stuff.
It is. And I was just watching the video on my phone just before we came back on air. And that is a scary crash. Basically, he got into an accident. It looks like he hit the outer wall. I did see some fire there as well. And so thankfully, they do have a lot of safety on these vehicles, but they still can get hurt. So again, that's one of those sports you know that you can get hurt in, and we definitely are thinking about him today. But back into our regular programming. If you've ever dug through the deep recesses of Grandma's pantry, or maybe Emily's pantry, you may know some of these items. Chowhound.com has a new list of canned foods that were popular 50 years ago, but no one eats anymore. It's a trip down memory lane, also a little triggering maybe for some not-so-great feelings as you eat these. And I'm going to go with number one, canned mac and cheese. Chef Boyardee had one of those. I never recalled it. It just sounds gross and yuck.
No, thank you.
No.
No. And two. I know we know how your feelings are about mac and cheese. So, I mean, you don't even want it in the box. Canned, heck no.
Number two surprises me because this still exists, Emily.
Yeah, it does. Good old SpaghettiOs. The original brand was Franco-American, I guess. I've never heard of that brand before.
What?
I haven't.
I'm a little older.
SpaghettiOs. So. I do not like SpaghettiOs. I think that sauce is so sweet and gross. I only had them like two or three times, and I was like, why is this not taste? It doesn't taste like tomatoes. It tastes like sugar.
Yeah.
And no. I was a kid, and I still thought it was weird. I was like, why do you put sugar and tomatoes together? It doesn't make any sense.
That's why
the SpaghettiOs. Strong feelings there.
Well, that's why it went, SpaghettiOs. Oh. Number three on our list is canned. Again, we're talking about canned items that were popular 50 years ago. You don't see them, or we still see SpaghettiOs. So I'm going to call them out on that. But number three is Hunt's Pudding Snack Packs. May not be as mainstream as they were decades ago, but they're still out there now in a plastic form. So, yes.
But Hunt's makes tomato sauce.
Yeah.
So I'm confused by that. I know the pudding snack packs. I don't recall them being made by Hunt's.
I did. Now you mentioned
like something else. That's weird.
Yeah. Number four is just as
tomato
weird.
Tomato sauce with pudding. Mm-mm, that's not.
No.
No. This, I can't even deal with this. I'm going to have a hard time even like actually saying this because this is just not okay. And I had no idea this existed. I've never come across this in my life. So I don't know about your grandma. Mine did not have a canned whole chicken. What? Like, how do you put a chicken in a can? And how do you keep it good? There's nothing okay about that. The brand was Sweet Sue. Never heard of them either. No. Good thing. Hopefully they're out of business because nobody has any business putting a chicken in a can. That's disgusting.
Yeah. And if anyone remembers these, let us know. Canned tamales. Now you can just go buy them frozen, if not fresh. Again, we're talking about canned items 50 years ago that are no longer around. What's number six, Emily?
Oh my God, this is so weird. These are still around. I don't know about in the can. I think so, but boiled peanuts. So if you travel down south, you can get those. They'll have them out at like the convenience stores and gas stations. And one time I was like, all right, I should try these. They smell really good. Ooh, they're so bad. Oh my God. They're like mushy and dense and stale, and they're just not good. So yeah, no. I can't imagine how bad they are out of the can. So boiled peanuts, no longer having those in cans, and never would like to. Anyways, number seven.
Canned brown bread. That was primarily in the Northeast. I vaguely remember it. What? Never had it, but I do remember it being around. No. I'm going to take
it like in juice or something? Like I don't even understand.
I don't remember. It was gross looking, and I can't imagine the sound that it made when it came out of the can. Well, I can, and we'll better move on to what number eight is.
Oh, man. Why do you got to go there? Squishy stuff. Gross.
Flop.
Campbell's. Number eight, we're talking about canned foods that were around 50 years ago that may or not be around anymore, but probably aren't around in the mainstream as they used to be. But Campbell's Pepper Pot Soup, that one I do remember. But it said it's primarily was popular in Philadelphia. I'm not sure what the history there, but anyone knows why pepper pot soup in the can was popular in Philadelphia, let us know, because that is weird. Talking about canned foods that used to be around in the 50s that are no longer around very often. Number nine, canned pork brains with milk gravy.
I don't remember that.
No. Brains and milk? No.
Brains. Apparently.
Brains, milk, pork, and gravy should never be in the same sentence, much less in food. That's just not okay.
Well, you can get it on Amazon. It's $14.99 for 2 5-ounce cans by Rose. So Rose Pork Brains Sampler, it's called. Yes.
But why milk?
I don't know. It all sounds gross. But yeah, you can go check that out on Amazon.
Talk about this stuff, man. This no. is just too much.
Again, we're talking about canned items that were around 50 years ago that are not around anymore. Deviled ham, which was ground up ham, spiced and packed into a can and primarily used as spread on sandwiches. Now they just call it ham spread, and you can go get it in your deli. Number 11 on the list of items that were canned goods 50 years ago no longer available, Spam spread. It's no longer available, thankfully. Yuck.
This is really weird. Old El Paso canned tortillas? Why would you need to put a tortilla in a can? Okay. We're going to move on. Yes. We're talking about canned foods that are, I'm just going to change the headline right here. It's called canned foods that are gross that should not be sold anymore.
Right.
Oh no. I almost just, I can't.
Number 13 is canned ribs.
I almost just swore on the radio.
Yuck. Canned ribs. The brand Armor had one. They were specifically cut to work with the can, then smoked with hickory chips for, quote, great flavor. No, there was no great flavor coming out of that can. There was something else coming out of that can. We're moving along to our last two items that were canned items from 50 years ago that are no longer available. What's number 14, Emily? This is for dessert.
Libby's fruit float? Come on, Libby. Just add milk and stir? No, none of those things are okay. The result was a frothy milkshake-like dessert that was reminiscent of a pudding. I don't think so. I'm just going to have to say thumbs down on that one. Just add milk and stir? No.
Nope.
We're talking about canned foods that should never have been an opportunity to be called food, but they're actually just things that used to be around 50 years ago, but I'm changing it all because this is just grossing me out. Number 15... Okay, I do remember this. Maybe this could be something that could still be eaten and not made somebody sick. Betty Crocker spoon and bake cookie dough. Each little can had enough dough to make 3 dozen cookies, and the varieties were chocolate chip, peanut butter, oatmeal raisin, and sugar cookie. Now that's kind of cute, like for little kids or something, I guess. I don't know. I just feel like, I understand why canning became what it was,
right?
In terms of canning fruit and things that you grew, right? Like that was the reason for canning, so you could eat through the winter. Now this is not any of that. None of this is that. It's just gross.
You could maybe save those canned pork brains with milk gravy for the zombie apocalypse. Maybe, I mean, just saying. But yuck. All right, so yeah, that list. But I'm not going on Amazon and ordering those for Emily. I'll be nice because you were my Cheetos supplier when I couldn't go get Cheetos.
Thank goodness I brought you Cheetos, so I didn't have to deal with pork brains and milk gravy showing up at my door. My God, I would just bring it to the studio and put it on your chair. That'd be it.
Exactly. Oh my goodness, quite a list. So Emily, you're gonna be back with us at 8:40 as we celebrate some calendar days.
All right. Sounds like a better plan than old nasty canned food. Let's do that.
I would say so as well. I mean, that just, I don't think that was a I couldn't do it. There's just no way that I could see that happening. So yeah, I just, no. That's what I'm going with this morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. And we're going to get a little Billy Idol, and it's time for a little Money Money on Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. And more 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:30 on Tuesday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
This look at some of the upcoming area events is brought to you by Community First Bank. It's your opportunity to get up close and personal with the Snakes of Wisconsin. This event will be happening at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Meet live Snakes of Wisconsin, learn a bit about them with Eric Roscoe from Specialty Serpents. Each participant who will be in attendance must register, as seating is limited and all ages are welcome for this event. It is free, but again, you do need to get registered. Visit the library for more details or check out their website and view the calendar. Again, this happens on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting their pancake breakfast. This is going to be happening at Thunderbird Lanes on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon. Enjoy delicious pancakes, sausage, hash browns, pastries, coffee, milk, juice, and water, all for just $10 per person. Again, this all goes down on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon at Thunderbird Lanes. For all the details, visit booseniors.org. And registration is currently open for the 2025 Kiwanis Golf Outing. It's going to be held on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Come join them for a fun day of golf. Proceeds will help the Kiwanis support and improve the Baraboo Riverwalk. Also, other local sponsorships, including the Boys and Girls Club and other youth-oriented programs in our community. 18 holes with golf and a cart, plus dinner is $120 for non-Baraboo Country Club members and $90 if you are a member of the BCC. If you can't make the golf outing and just want to enjoy dinner, that is $35. You can also reach out to Kiwanis members for details on hole sponsorships and more. But again, this happens on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Registration is now open. Visit the Baraboo Kiwanis website to get registered and to find more details.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Brewers back in first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs in Milwaukee. That put the Brewers back in first place, a game ahead of Chicago. Cubs lefty Matthew Boyd had been the hottest pitcher in the league, but gave up 5 earned runs off of 6 hits in 5 innings pitched. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think Boyd had his best stuff. We took our walks. You don't see him walking that many guys in a game ever, so I love that part of it. What a day for Contreras and Yelich to come up big.
NFL, Packers training camp continues today in Green Bay. In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers packing up the team bus, headed to UW-Platteville to begin training camp. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on what he told his players.
Talk about our defensive objectives. Our guys have looked at every single day since spring ball. These are the numbers that put you in the top 10 defense in the nation in each of those areas.
That's Badgers defensive coach Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. An isolated thunderstorm or two tonight will drop down into the 60s tomorrow. An isolated thunderstorm or two possible with a high in the upper 70s. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
We're gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way.
without care. Yeah, I was out of touch, but it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
And more 99.7 Max FM, more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:41 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Emily, you got to see the picture of me with hair. Thinking about you, texted that picture in from probably 1997 is what she said on that one. And that one's
My goodness. Yeah. I'm not sure what all is happening in that picture, but I just want to say I was under the impression that you didn't care for dancing or like don't dance very much, but it sure looks like you're dancing and for some reason wearing a plastic fire helmet.
Yeah. I'm not sure where we were at.
All those things are all true, right?
Yeah. I honestly don't know where that was from. I don't even remember that picture, but yeah, that is one of those that I'm sure there may have been some adult beverages maybe involved in that. I'm not 100% sure. That looks like it was probably
a wedding. But you were wearing a little kid's like fireman's helmet. Like, I'm just confused. Like,
I don't know what was going on there. I was much younger and probably not as mature as I am now. How's that for a good one?
Oh, man, that's a lot right there. I don't know.
Yes, it
anyway,
does.
It looks like you're having a good time. So, what? That's all there is to it. Definitely a bit of a mullet there.
Rocking the mullet.
Thank you for sharing. It made my day, especially after that conversation about canned food from 50 years ago. I needed to have something to lighten things up a little bit. So,
exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
I do want to take a moment and just let everyone know of kind of a technical thing that's happening today. And so we had a report of one of our sister stations that I was having some reception issues. Oh, that was from Becky's wedding, by the way. So, okay. Yeah, that would have been 1997.
Oh, nice.
Yep, that was Becky and Randy's wedding. I remember that night. We'll leave that one alone. Anyways, back to our technical stuff. We did have a sister station in the Wautoma area report some issues. We did some research, and there's some atmospheric things happening today in the state of Wisconsin. So it's possible you may hear our signal doing some things throughout the day with that happening. So we're aware of it. If you're listening to us on a regular radio, you may hear a few things happening today in the Baraboo-Reedsburg area. That is due to atmospheric things that are happening And we can't control that. We can't fix that at all, but we just want people to be aware of it. So you can always go stream us live. So we keep tabs on that. It's part of being the engineering crew. I got to follow up on that one this morning. It's been a fun morning of engineering this morning. So that's one of the other hats I wear besides a fireman's hat, apparently, as well. So, but we're going to get to
that. Was just indicative of what you were going to be doing in the future, by the way, you're wearing a fireman's hat. You're just many hats, you know, many hats.
I've got a good story about wearing a fireman's jacket, but that's not appropriate for radio this morning. So we had a little bit of fun when another friend got married as well. So, all right, it is July 29th, calendar days. And, you know, I thought it was appropriate. It's National Get Gnarly Day. You know, we played Gnarls Barkley Crazy, and, you know, it's time to get a little gnarly. It's been going on since 2016. It's an opportunity to toss out those old ideas and embrace new ones. So, nothing wrong with embracing change or new ideas, right, Emily?
Yeah, I like that a lot. I like the word gnarly. I kind of wish it would come back into like regular language because, you know, we used to say it back in the day. So it's sometimes it comes out still. I say something's gnarly and I'm like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah, where'd that come
from? Still in my brain somewhere.
Baby's
I think
called.
It's a good one, though. I like the idea of like having a whole day be gnarly in a good way, you know?
Yeah.
I saw this one, which I like reading a little bit more about these. It's nice when we get just the titles of right. the, you know, national and international days, but then it's fun to kind of find out what they're talking about. So today's National Lipstick Day. And I really like that.
What?
I love lipstick. I think lipstick's a lot of fun. So this is what I found really interesting. It says, go ahead and splurge on the high-end crimson lipstick you've been enjoying and eyeing up this July 29th. National Lipstick Day is today. It has likely been around for thousands of years, made out of insane array of items from, get this, gemstones to crushed bugs.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so you're putting crushed bugs like on fruit. Your lips? That seems kind of weird, you know? You're worried about
like you
canned
crush
items.
Because they have color in them, and then that becomes the, like, thing you smear on. Like, that's great. And gemstones? That's got to hurt.
That
would be
does.
Some sparkly lipstick, just saying. So.
I bet it is. Anyway. I mean, so, well, you can participate in that one today. I'm going to take a hard pass in participating in that one today.
I'm just going to get the regular lipstick that's made of chemicals. Just kidding. No, I'm just going to get the regular lipstick that's hopefully not made of chemicals.
Or bugs.
And that is made of natural dyes and things from flowers. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, who knows?
I don't even know what's in it, you know. That's the other part. We'll have to go investigate what's actually in it, because now, you know, after hearing about bugs and crushed gemstones, things I never even associated with that one. That's a new one. Wow. Learn something every day. And, you know,
the more you know.
Exactly. Yep. Well, I'm going to go with something that's a little bit more natural. It's rain day today. And, you know, we can't get anywhere without rain. We celebrated that about 1:30 this morning, if for anyone that was awake like me. And people associate with other things within other cultures as well. So people will do a rain dance sometimes. And, you know, a rain dance is not necessarily a bad thing. So, yes, rain is good. And, you know, I'm going to be remiss if I don't mention the two food items on calendar days today. It's National Wing Day today, everybody. Waterfalls of ranch dressing. Check out gobs of blue cheese. Yes, probably going to need some napkins as well. And, you know, wings are something that are absolutely amazing. Just don't overindulge in them because too many.
It's easy to do.
It is. You know, I'm going to eat 20 wings. I mean, I remember when I could eat 20 wings depending on the size of them. But no, I cannot eat that many wings in one sitting. That's not a good idea. No. Trust me.
Your belly is not going to be happy with you. Yeah, I like wings, but it's very small doses for me. I can only do a couple, and that's plenty because they are definitely a treat, but they're definitely, you know, there's a high fat content and calories in those suckers. But man, and then you dip them in blue cheese too and all the things. So I feel like you're doing something good for yourself because you have maybe like a piece of carrot or celery with it.
Exactly.
But you're still eating chicken wings.
Yeah.
They're so
good, though. Nutritious. I had my celery sticks with my wings dipped in everything else. It is also National Lasagna Day, and you don't have to be Italian or a fat orange cartoon cat to celebrate National Lasagna Day today. Tomato sauce, cheeses, meat, maybe some vegetables, all separated by wide, flat noodles. What's not to love about lasagna, Emily?
Oh, lasagna is so delicious. And there's just, I mean, I'm from Wisconsin, right? So like everything that has more cheese, I'm happier with. And lasagna, let's be honest, it's filled with ricotta and then covered with mozzarella. Like, give me a, there's nothing better than that. And it's like the best comfort food ever. And it's also like, you can make lots of really interesting things with lasagna. It doesn't need just to be like meat and tomato sauce. You know, you can fill it with all these different vegetables and you can do it a lot of different ways. Making lasagna is really fun because it's just it's like the process of the layers and then the things in between the layers. And yeah, I'm a big fan of lasagna. I try not to eat it too much because it is pretty heavy. And it's hard. It's one of those things. It's hard to stop eating lasagna when you start, especially when it's like right out of the oven and hot.
Oof. Right. Ooh, so good. It's such a good leftover as well. Breakfast lasagna. Yeah, that sounds so good this morning.
I think it's going to beat some canned pork brains. Anyways, moving right along.
Yes.
Today is also International Tiger Day, and there's a picture of an absolutely gorgeous tiger. I really am a fan of this because we have a red ceramic tiger that is in our house, a very small one, but we have all decided there's a little sign put on him that our cat tiger, who's just, you know, he's feral-ish, but he's just like a domestic short-haired tabby crazy orange cat. We think he thinks he looks like that tiger. So whenever I see a picture of an actual tiger, I'm like, oh my God, our cat thinks that that's what he looks like. Like, he literally thinks he's like a big, giant, really rough and tough tiger, and he's very much not. He's a big baby. So I do love tigers. I had a chance to pet one once. That was intense. It was a little scary. It was pretty cool, though. So yeah, I mean, I appreciate tigers very much and think that they should be celebrated all the days, but definitely today on International Tiger Day.
Most definitely. Emily, thank you so much for joining us. You'll be back with us tomorrow. It's 7:10 as we are halfway through our work week.
We are getting there. Everybody have a super awesome Tuesday. Celebrate whatever day you enjoy, or if it's just a day about you, celebrate yourself. Birthdays and anniversaries. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday for all of you out there enjoying that today. And, you know, stay cool. It's going to be a little cooler, but stay cool anyways. Make sure to hydrate and have a great Tuesday.
Have a great Tuesday. Looking forward to having you back with us tomorrow. I'll be hanging out till 11 o'clock this morning, and I'm actually going to be back at 4 p.m. today as well because I'm filling in for Aaron. He had a little bit of a vacation travel situation occurs, so I'll be filling in for Aaron from 4 to 7 p.m. So just a reminder for the lineup today, I'm here till 11. Mace Michaels is in from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., filling in for Jay Roberts, who's on vacation. I'm filling in for Aaron 4 to 7, and Wendy will be filling in from 7 to midnight for Mace. So yeah, we have the full DJ shuffle happening here all day long. Stay tuned for shenanigans throughout the rest of the day. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Soak up some extra sunshine this Thursday evening at Baraboo Concerts on the Square with Nate Gibson and the Stardazers. Enjoy their country music from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, July 31st. Nate Gibson literally wrote the book on Starday Records, country music's largest independent record label in the 1950s and 60s, called The Starday Story, the house that country music built. Sponsorship info is available at Baraboo Concerts on the Square.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Read all about it at Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem is celebrating 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Main Street Books is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 9 to 4. They are closed on Sundays and holidays. Make an appointment to bring in your used books for store credit and share your love of reading. The bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes with your cash donations. Main Street Books, keeping the read in Reedsburg, one used book at a time.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7.